Here's your host, Chelsea Edwards.
Chatting with Chelsea. I'm your daytime bestie, Chelsea Edwards. Move over, boys. The future of football is female. And these girls, they did not come to play. Well, okay, they did come to play, but they also came to dominate. We are chatting with the president of a flag football organization, and he's talking all about how his organization is opening up opportunities for girls to take their game to the next level. Plus, we have a standout player all the way from Mexico who is catching our attention. Then, we're going to trade those touchdowns for taste buds. We are taking it to the Chat with Chelsea kitchen. We've got a celebrity chef in the building who is cooking up a simple meal that will be easy to make no matter what or who you're tackling. Okay, I don't need to get all in your business. But first, Gridiron Sports Global is helping young flag football players get seen. They host camps and competitions, and they help connect female athletes to colleges, national teams, and elite opportunities around the world. Welcome, Chris Prudhomme, president of Gridiron Sports Global. And we got one of the players here, Meredith, all the way from Mexico. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for inviting me.
Man, I am so interested in this. I did not realize flag football, girls flag football, was so big. It's really big. Y'all tell me about that.
Yeah, it's a large industry. And it's growing vastly. We're very excited and enthusiastic about that. I mean, flag football is now going to be in the Olympics in 2028 in Los Angeles. So there's a lot of attention obviously centered around that. The Pro Bowl now has flag football, actually, which is airing Tuesday.
Wow.
So it's exciting all the way around. And you have a lot of phenomenal athletes who have risen to the top. I mean, Oakley now has a sponsored, endorsed athlete, and I can't think of other companies, but yeah, it's Under Armour, yeah.
Wow, yeah. It's just growing.
It has,
okay,
immensely.
Okay, so thanks for catching me up. So with Gridiron Sports Global, you actually provide, like, I would say a stage for a lot of the, like, high school flag football athletes.
Well, I would say both high school and adults, just athletes in general, right?
Okay.
Wonderful folks like Meredith, I mean, she's phenomenal. And we're so blessed to have her be a part of GSU's program, and she's absolutely amazing, incredible talent. She's a character as well.
I see it.
Yeah, so we help provide opportunities for athletes to excel, and in her case, for her to have an opportunity to go to college, which is why she's in Houston, Texas.
Yeah, okay, so y'all put on this event.
Well, the Texans put it on.
So you collaborated with them.
Correct.
To showcase these girls in the hopes that they will be seen by scouts or?
Yeah, absolutely. Head coaches and scouts, you name it. Absolutely.
Okay.
Girls from all across America came to showcase.
Wow.
Yes.
Did we get scholarships out of this event?
Yes, she can tell you more about it.
Yes, I do. I get some coaches. I talk to some of them at the Houston Texans, and I've been chatting with some of them too from Instagram. Yes.
Okay, very cool. So this could get your school paid for.
Yes. They could. They haven't offered me something like any special, but I'm gonna look all my options, and I'm gonna decide it from one that I like.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Okay, I can't wait to see your signing day, see who you commit to. Now, Chris, this is, a lot of girls came out from all over for this. What is the long-term goal? Is it, you know, we just all want scholarships? Are we, you know, expanding the vision as well?
So that's a great question. I think that's a twofold answer for our organization. I would love to see, obviously, us get as many athletes as we possibly can into college, right, to change their lives. To really change the tide, the trajectory of where they're going in life, right? For many, this is an opportunity to get out of a situation that might be bad, right? Whether it be poverty or anything else. And I think to give them a shot at life, a chance to excel, and with a free ride, so to speak, I think is absolutely amazing. And that's a blessing for us. And that's what we are looking to do, obviously, for other athletes. The other picture is, as this continues to excel across the world globally, right? They have the Olympics, right? Mm-hmm. And second, as you know, the NFL has announced they are starting professional flag football leagues. So that'll be a couple years out, but That, and so they made a $32 million investment towards that. So we're very enthusiastic about that. So imagine someone like Meredith, right?
Yeah.
Just like the path of Caitlin Clark, right? I think it was, went to school in Iowa, right? Mm-hmm. And now plays for the Indiana Fever. So the same kind of path, but you know, she is in high school, plays for club ball, right? And then she goes to a college, right? And then from there, she'll be able to go to professional league. So the same kind of pathway, that's what we're looking to do, is kind of help provide those pathways, and that's where it's going.
Man, that is so cool. I mean, just thinking about young girls who are watching or keep hearing about flag football, knowing that they could actually be a part of it and it could play a major role in their future. I love it. So we got to talk more about this. We're going to take a quick commercial break, you guys. We'll be right back after this. Female flag football players are breaking records, stereotypes, and maybe your nephew's ankles. We got one right here. Meredith, I mean, you are a wide receiver. Tell me what it is like to be in the game, especially when you're at this event. You're, like, showing off your skills. What was that whole experience for you like?
I mean, it was great. It was so exciting because I have never been on one showcase. And I mean, there was, like, too many girls like me in from USA. I was saying a friend, girls are more bigger, like physically.
Oh yeah, I eat a lot out here.
Yes, yes. So that was scary for me, but then I realized like it is like almost the same and yeah, but it was great. Like I feel so good at the showcase.
And you also got to explore, like, you know, while you're traveling here in Houston from Mexico, you got to actually see the city. It wasn't just like in and out.
No, like we get here and then we went to the Mexican consulate.
Nice.
And it was cool. Like it was a new experience, and it was so cool because all the people were so amazing and so kind. Yes.
Very good.
Goya's headquarters. You went there.
Huh?
Goya Foods headquarters. You went.
Oh,
there.
Oh yes, we went to Goya Foods.
Oh, okay. Yes. Y'all been to some places I haven't been.
They gave us some of their products, and
okay,
they were so good, actually.
They just got cool gift bags with specialized mm-hmm names on them and stuff like that.
Man, yeah. I love that. I love that you get to like you get opportunities as well. That's
yes
what we often relate with when it comes to sports. We think about those opportunities to travel and mm-hmm see things that you otherwise would not have seen. Mm-hmm. But Chris, what does that mean for you to be able to allow these girls the chance to travel and see other things?
You know, it really is a blessing, man. And it was kind of emotional for us because, you know, I'll be very frank with you. Our goal was to get at least one. We said our team said we want one. Please, God, just one girl. So to have all of our girls be offered a scholarship was really emotional. And we cried that day, and it was great. But I mean, I think it's crazy because some colleges and universities has emailed us, and they've said, look, we want all the athletes. We're like, well.
Wow. Like, whoa. Yeah. We got to spread them out a little bit.
Yeah. They need to grow and, you know, learn, be adults and yeah.
Yeah. Do we hope to see more opportunities, I guess, for younger girls as well? Meredith, when did you start playing?
Maybe August 2024.
Okay. All right. So you're in, so fairly new, I would say, to the game, somewhat.
Yes.
Were you doing other sports beforehand, before you did flag football?
I did dance when I was 2 years old.
Wow.
Yes, 2 years old.
Yes, dance to football.
Yes,
I can see
it's
some
completely
of those
different
skills.
But I really want to try something different, so I tried flag football, and it's the great decision I could ever made.
Yeah, okay, so this is at the high school level. Do we see even, I don't know, younger girls, like elementary, or is that just something we don't see as much here in the States as opposed to other countries?
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly our programs for young girls. We have a program we're starting with the Department of Education in Mexico, in Nuevo León. We start in 320 schools, I think, in April.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it'll be flagging from elementary, middle school up, so. Yeah, there's certainly opportunities for young girls.
Yeah, I mean, I think as a parent, I'm thinking about ways that we can get those young girls involved and start mm-hmm them early, because, you know, it's like, oh, maybe the earlier I start them, the better they'll be at it and then get those scholarships.
That's right.
What's the recommendation if someone is maybe in an area where they don't see a flag football program for girls.
Wow. You know what? No one's ever asked me that question. No, that's actually a great, great question. You know, I would say to that, you can reach out to, let's say you have a team in the area, right? An NFL team, something like that. There's different ways to, and Chelsea, for example, let's say you live in an area that doesn't have a league, you might want to be the coach, you know?
You're right. I might need to get on that field.
I'm just saying YouTube video and some other things, and hey, here's how to do it. At least start getting the girls together, because at that age, it's about basic fundamentals, right? Just teaching them basic fundamentals. So if you don't have a league in your area, certainly reach out to us and we'll see what we can do to help. But I would say it can all start with you. And there's resources to be able to help. You'll find in this world that a lot of people will do a lot of things to help you start, and there's a lot of opportunity. And none of this matters without the girls. None of it. I mean, without the girls, we couldn't be where we are. So it's very important that we get more athletes to be involved and engaged and enthusiastic.
Nice. You talked about the pro division growing and expanding. Meredith, is that something that you see yourself doing someday, going to the pros?
I hope so. I really want to go play like the pros.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm rooting for you, girl. What are some skills that you've developed playing flag football?
Like athletic. Mm-hmm. Speaking like athletic, I think that everything, like how to catch the ball, how to run, how to make cuts or something like that. But personally, it's been so good for me because I have grown as a person and everything, because I used to be so insecure about myself. But then I realized that I don't know, like, it's all on me and I can do it and look where I am. So It's good, like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Look at you. I'm chatting with Chelsea, girl. You made it.
Chatting with Chelsea.
Chris, any final thoughts for the folks out there?
No, I would just say, you know, obviously, thanks for the opportunity. We certainly appreciate it. And look, I mean, the game is growing immensely. I encourage anybody to get involved in the game of football, flag football in particular. And look out for Mexico. I mean, stay tuned to what the girls are doing. Stay tuned. You can follow their journey on the Instagram, and you know, we're going immensely. We're very enthusiastic about it.
Yes, check out Gridiron Sports.
You global. Guys, Gridiron
global.
Gridiron Sports Global.
Yes, doing big things. All right, well, you guys, stay tuned into them. Stay tuned into us, because we are about to take it to the kitchen. All of that talk about working out has got me hungry. So we got an easy meal for you. We'll be right back after this. Chef Kendra McCrary has cooked for the likes of Issa Rae, Kendrick Lamar, and Halle Berry. And today she is cooking for me. Well, actually, for y'all. She's here to show us how to do a quick, easy meal that tastes like it took way longer.
Yes.
Right. Right.
Yes.
And this is vegetarian.
It's actually vegan.
Vegan. Oh, okay. Even better. All right. We're staying on track this year. Okay. So what are we making today?
So we're doing a coconut chickpea curry dish.
Nice.
Which is super delicious. I think you're going to love it.
I know I will. I love a curry. Okay. So where do we start with this dish?
So what we're going to do is we're going to start with blooming our spice, which basically is just adding it to the heat. And we're gonna let those flavors just kind of pop a little bit.
Oh,
so whenever you're starting with like something that's a spice, you always wanna do this first until you can start to smell it.
I can smell it.
You can see how you can start smelling that. You don't wanna burn it. Mm-hmm. You just wanna get it fragrant.
Okay, so how you have it on, like, medium heat or medium high? Okay.
Medium to medium low.
Okay, and then just give it a few swirls
just
around the pan.
Swirls, yep. And so this is actually not just curry, it's like my curry blend. So there's a few different ingredients in here.
Okay.
And then after you bloom your spice, you wanna just go ahead and add your chickpeas to it so that it can start taking on the flavor of those herbs.
All right, talk about easy. Just grab a can of chickpeas. You might already have it in your pantry.
Yep.
Bam, drain it, put it in there. Okay, now tell me more about these spices, because it seems like you have a few.
Yes, so this is my spicy peach barbecue sauce.
Oh, okay. See, you knew my face was going to say, okay, girl.
Something a little different with the peaches.
Uh-huh.
And this is my apple bourbon syrup.
Oh, nice.
So you can put that on pancakes or you can make a cocktail.
Mm.
Yes.
Put really it on delicious. Everything. Yes. So I was like, okay. And then you've got another blend.
Yeah,
here?
So I just recently did a tribute to D'Angelo with my supper club, and I wanted to create spices for that. So this is a Spanish joint and brown sugar spice that I made for that event.
I love brown sugar, baby. I love it. All right. Yes. How long do we have to let the chickpeas cook?
Just for about 30 to 60 seconds, and then I don't know if you want to do it or if you want me to do it.
I mean, I'll go ahead and I'll work on my own show. It's fine. Okay.
So you want to add your coconut milk, which is in the can.
All right, we're doing the whole can?
The whole can, and it's going to be cream, so you're going to, it's thick,
gonna have to
real thick.
Dig in there.
There you go.
Get that out.
All that out.
Okay.
It looks tricky, but it's, trust me, it's good.
Got it. And is this a full fat kind?
Yes, like, full fat.
Like, it's giving full fat.
Full fat Coke can. Thai coconut milk is the best to use.
Okay, nice. So tell me about these supper clubs too, because I love the idea of a theme.
Yes. So it's a traveling supper club that I do where you basically, I'm going around from city to city, different states, and about to start international.
Oh, wow.
And it's an experience. So not just food, but there's usually live music, there's an open bar, there's themes, there's different chefs that kind of take turns in making the dishes. And so it's just a whole different vibe than what most people might be used to.
Wow. Okay, so tell me, when you've been in LA, like, how did you connect with these stars? Or was it just the right person tasted your food and they were like, oh, we gonna get this to Issa and everybody else.
It kind of works like that. Some of it are friendships that I've had. Like, one of my closest friends is on Insecure.
Oh,
everyone loves to hate her, Condola, but anyway.
Yes.
But she's really sweet. And being on set, she told Issa about me and my food and that sort of thing. And so Issa came and checked out for herself and invited me to be on the show, so, or on Insecure, my restaurant was featured on there.
Yeah, so. Swift Cafe was on there. What was that like?
It was actually really cool. It was a really neat opportunity. And it's actually kind of a funny story because I asked her when she came in to try some of my stuff, they had never shot at my restaurant before. And I'm like, why do you always shoot everywhere else but not here? Is my place not insecure enough for you? And she just kind of laughed and she was like, no. And later on, months down the line, HBO called me and was like, Issa specifically said she wants to film at your restaurant.
Oh my gosh. I would have dropped the phone.
Yes.
That is amazing. All right. So I've been stirring.
And see how that looks?
Yeah.
It's silky. That's why you need the full fat coconut milk, because if you use like the one in the box or light, it kind of will separate. It won't give you that fullness that you're seeing here.
Yeah. So do we have to let this simmer for a while?
Just let that simmer. And while that's working, we're going to sear off our garlic naan over here.
Okay. All right. Just throw it in the pan.
Yeah, we're just going to throw it in the pan. Or if you got a grill, you can throw it in the grill.
All right. Nice.
And we're just going to move this around. If you wanted to add extra flavor, you could put some butter in here.
Ooh.
With some garlic and parsley.
I like that idea. Okay, see, I said we were doing it right. I keep staying on track, but you know, we can put a little butter on there. That's fine
with me. Nice.
So just essentially searing that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's it, that quick.
Nice. Really? Oh, and it smells so good.
Doesn't it?
Okay. And then we already have our rice going.
Yep.
Now, you know, we can do another show on how to make rice if we need to, but to make it even easier, you can do one of these packets.
One of these packets you can get at any grocery store, 90 seconds in the microwave, so you don't have to worry about, I don't know how to cook rice, I don't have a rice cooker. It's already been done for you.
Man, this is fantastic.
Well, now we got our veggies, because we just have to have a little bit of that. And I love sugar snap peas. I hate regular peas.
Oh, but sugar
snap peas are really delicious.
Nice. Okay, well, thank you for adding some green into the meal as well. Now, you used to offer this at your restaurant.
Yes.
It was one of your most popular dishes.
It was one of the most popular dishes. I've even had kids asking for this dish, so, which is shocking.
Yeah, that is shocking. I'm definitely going to try that out on mine. All right, how long do we have to let these cook?
Not long at all, about 30 to 60 seconds. This meal all together can come together in like 5 to 10 minutes.
What?
So you're not looking at a lot of time. This one, now this is a spice that I haven't put quite yet on the menu.
Okay.
Or on my website yet, but I'm going to give this to you today.
Nice.
This is my all-purpose seasoning. Okay. So this goes on everything.
Oh, yes. Yes, ma'am. I will take that. And I love, this is the world premiere of the all-purpose seasoning. All right. Now, you told me I'm going to need a little cilantro.
A little cilantro.
Go ahead and chop up a little bit of
this. Do you smell that?
Man, that smells delicious.
Garlic powder really helps add a nice little sear to your food, and then it just like brings that flavor together.
Man, all right, got a little bit of that. You just said a little bit, right?
Just a little bit of that for garnish.
Okay.
We have our rice that's already heated up and ready to go, and just like that, it's literally done.
It's done.
Ready to be plated up.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and take a commercial break, and then we'll get this together for you guys. You'll want to see it when we come back right after this. Look at her. Our chickpea coconut curry looks so gorgeous. And I'm about to get into it. Thank you, Chef Kendra. Now, where can people get your sauces, your spices, you know, get in on these supper club nights?
ChefKendra.com, and that's Kendra with a Y. So KYNDRA.
All right, make sure y'all get it right. And then where can we find out more about flag football and all of that?
GridironSports.com, their Instagram, Gridiron Sports Global. Excuse me, not Gridiron Sports. Gridiron Sports Global.
Perfect. That'll work. You guys, check it out. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Chatting with Chelsea. Keep up with us on social at Chelsea Show Fox, and we'll see you on the next Chatting with Chelsea. Come back.